Thermoregulation strategies for cold-blooded pets. Thermoregulation strategies for cold-blooded pets are crucial for keeping your reptile healthy and happy. If you're a proud owner of a cold-blooded pet, you need to understand how temperature affects their well-being. This article will guide you through the basics of temperature control, the right heating equipment, and how to create the perfect habitat. You'll learn how to monitor temperatures and spot signs of trouble. Get ready to transform your pet's environment and ensure they thrive in their home. Understanding thermoregulation in cold-blooded pets. What is thermoregulation in reptiles? Thermoregulation is how reptiles control their body temperature. Unlike warm-blooded animals, cold-blooded pets, like snakes and lizards, can't generate their own heat. Instead, they rely on their environment. When it gets too cold, they need to find a warm spot. When it's too hot, they seek shade or cooler areas. This balance is crucial for their health. If their temperature isn't just right, they can get sick or even die. Why is temperature control important for your cold-blooded pets? Temperature control is key for your cold-blooded friends. Here's why. 1. Metabolism. The right temperature aids in proper digestion. 2. Behavior. They become more active and playful when warm. 3. Health. Proper temperature can prevent diseases. It's like giving your pet a cozy blanket when it's cold outside. They need that warmth to feel good and stay healthy. Understanding the importance of temperature regulation is essential for their overall care. The role of habitat heating in reptile care. Your pet's habitat is their home, and it needs to be just right. Here's how you can heat their habitat effectively. Heating method. Heat mats description. Placed under the tank for warmth. Pros. Easy to use. Affordable. Cons. Can overheat if not monitored. Heating method. Basking lights description. Provides direct heat and light. Pros. Mimics natural sunlight. Cons. Needs regular bulb changes. Heating method. Ceramic heaters description. Radiates heat without light. Pros. Good for nighttime use. Cons. Can be expensive. By choosing the right heating method, you can create a comfortable environment that promotes your pet's health. Creating the perfect environment for your cold-blooded pets. How to set up basking spots for reptiles. Setting up basking spots is crucial for your cold-blooded pets. These areas allow them to soak up heat and regulate their body temperature. Here's how to create the perfect basking spot. 1. Choose the right location. Place the basking spot where your pet can easily access it. Ensure it's near a heat source, but not too close to cause overheating. 2. Use a flat surface. Rocks or logs work well for basking. They should be flat and stable so your pet can comfortably lie on them. 3. Height matters. Basking spots should be elevated. This allows heat to rise and gives your pet a better view of their surroundings. 4. Monitor the temperature. Use a thermometer to check the basking spot's temperature. It should be warm enough for your pet but not too hot. Generally, 85 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal for many reptiles. Essential temperature control for reptiles. Maintaining the right temperature is key for your reptile's health. Here are some temperature control strategies for cold-blooded pets you can implement. 1. Heat sources. Use heat lamps or ceramic heaters to provide warmth. Ensure these are safe and suitable for your pet type. 2. Thermostats. Invest in a thermostat to keep the temperature stable. This device will help you avoid temperature spikes that could harm your pet. 3. Temperature zones. Create different temperature zones in the habitat. This allows your pet to move between warm and cool areas as needed. Choosing the right heating equipment for your reptile's habitat. When it comes to heating equipment, you have choices. Here's a quick guide to help you pick the right one. Type of heating equipment. Heat lamps. Pros. Provides direct heat. Cons. Can get too hot if not monitored. Type of heating equipment. Under tank heaters. Pros. Even heat distribution. Cons. May not be strong enough for larger tanks. Type of heating equipment. Ceramic heaters. Pros. Long lasting and safe. Cons. Requires a separate thermostat. Type of heating equipment. Heat mats. Pros. Great for small reptiles. Cons. Limited warmth for larger habitats. Incorporating the right heating equipment is essential for thermoregulation strategies for cold-blooded pets. You want to create an environment where your pets can thrive. Tips for effective lizard temperature management. Monitoring your reptiles' temperature needs. To keep your cold-blooded pet happy and healthy, you must monitor their temperature needs. Lizards rely on their environment to regulate their body temperature. So, what does that mean for you? It means you need to set up a thermometer in their habitat. Aim for a warm side around 85 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit and a cool side around 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. This range helps your lizard move between warm and cool areas, which is crucial for their thermoregulation. Temperature zone. Warm side ideal range, 85 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit temperature zone. Cool side ideal range, 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Signs of improper temperature for cold-blooded pets. If your lizard is not feeling right, it could be a sign of improper temperature. Here are some red flags to watch for. 1. Lethargy. If your lizard is slow or not moving much, it might be too cold. 2. Basking too much. If they spend all their time under the heat lamp, they could be trying to warm up. 3. Hiding. Excessive hiding can signal discomfort with the temperature. 4. Loss of appetite. If your lizard isn't eating, it might be feeling off due to temperature issues. Recognizing these signs early can save your pet from serious health problems. Adjusting your habitat for optimal temperatures. Creating the right habitat is key to your lizard's well-being. Here are some simple adjustments you can make. 1. Heat sources. Use heat lamps or under-tank heaters to create a warm area. 2. Thermometers. Place thermometers in both the warm and cool sides to keep tabs on the temperature. 3. Humidity control. Some lizards need humidity. Use a spray bottle or a humidifier if needed. 4. Basking spots. Set up a flat rock or branch under the heat lamp for basking. By making these adjustments, you'll create a cozy, comfortable home for your lizard that meets their temperature needs.